Good morning. As we've been saying, the time of Kriya Shema at night is from Tseis HaKochavim. That means literally when the stars come out. And we also said that even though Me'ikar Adin, fundamentally, we can daven Maariv right after we finish the Zman for Mincha. So if the Zman Mincha ends at Plaga Mincha, then you can daven Maariv right thereafter. Or if the end Zman of Mincha is at Shkia at sunset, then Me'ikar Adin, we can daven Maariv immediately thereafter. But we brought three reasons why we should push Maariv till Tseis HaKochavim. So there we have it, that the Kriyat Shema is at Tseis HaKochavim, and Maariv ideally is at Tseis HaKochavim, or thereafter, not right at Tseis, it can be after Tseis. So our question is, when is Tseis HaKochavim that is considered really night, that's Vaday night, certainly night, that indeed we end Shabbos then, and we would daven the Kriyat Shema then, and we would ideally daven our Maariv then. So, as is known, the stars are out all the time. It's not that they only come out at night. The issue is we only see them at night. We cannot see them in the day because we have the sun that is making everything bright, so we cannot see stars. So as it gets darker and darker at the night, the first stars we see are the ones that are larger, and as it gets darker and darker, we can see smaller and smaller stars. So initially we see the Gedolim, the large stars, and then we see the Beinonim thereafter, the smaller ones, and then when it's certainly really dark out, then we can see the smaller stars. That's assuming that we're in a place that you can see the stars. If it's cloudy or if there's a lot of pollution or a lot of lights on at night, it makes it more difficult. But in any case, we'll leave that aside. So when is Tseis HaKochavim? So the Gemara in Shabbos says as follows, that Tseis HaKochavim, that is when it's nighttime. What does that mean? How do we define night? That's when you see how many stars? Three stars. What size of stars? So the Gemara tells us we're not talking about the large stars that you can even see when it's light out, when you can see literally in the daytime, and we're not talking about the tiny stars that you can only see in the midst of the night, but rather we're talking about Kochavim Beinonim, which are the middle-sized stars. The middle ones, when you can see those, then it is considered nighttime. If before that, you can only see the large ones. After that is the small ones. When you can start seeing the medium-sized stars, the Beinonim, that is when it turns into, certainly, it's nighttime. And in fact, that's what the Rambam, Paskins, and Hilchos Shabbos, when you see three Kochavim, Beinoni, medium-sized stars, that's when it is Laila Vaday. That's when it's certainly nighttime. That's when Shabbos ends. So the Beis Yosef comes and he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah and says as follows, even though that's true, then when you see three medium-sized stars, then it is certainly nighttime, as we see in the Gemara and Shabbos. Nonetheless, we are not experts in being able to distinguish between the large stars and the medium-sized stars. And it could be that when we're looking, we think they're medium-sized stars. They're really just the large stars, and it's really not nighttime yet. We have to wait to the medium-sized stars. But when we don't know what's medium and what large, we have to be strict, and we have to wait until we actually see the smaller stars. So that is the Beis Yosef quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, that we have to be machmir and for the smaller stars, just because we don't know the technicality of when we see the medium stars. It should be the medium stars based on the Gemara Shabbos, that's how the Rama Baskins, but because we don't know what's medium, what's large, let's be machmir and wait till the small stars. So in fact, that is how the Shulchan Aruch Baskins, that you have to wait to see three small stars in order to say the Kriyat Shema. This is Paskind in the Shulchan Aruch, in fact, in two areas. Zman Kriyat Shema, we have to wait till we see three small stars. Kriyat Shema is Deoraisa. And also, to end Shabbos, same thing would be to end Yont, if that's Deoraisa, we have to wait until we see three small stars. So, in fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings this psak of the Shulchan Aruch that you have to wait until you see three small stars, not the medium stars that the Gemara requires, but the small stars. You have to wait longer than you have to wait for the small stars. So the Mishnah Berurah qualifies that, and he explains as follows. That's going to be on a night that is cloudy. If it's cloudy, you can't see the stars, so you're going to have to wait longer. So be strict. And in addition, that is also going to be on a night that you did not see when the Shkia was. So either way, Either it's going to be on a night that it was cloudy and you didn't see when the Shkia was. Excuse me, it's not cloudy right now. It was cloudy before. So you didn't see when the Shkia was. So you don't know when sunset was. It was cloudy. Or somebody simply didn't know when the sun set. In those situations, because now he's not able to calibrate when Seisa Kochavim is based on when sunset was, because you have to wait a certain amount of time from sunset till nighttime till Seisa Kochavim, he's using an alternative computation, is looking up at the stars. And if you indeed are looking up at the stars, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Now you have to wait till three small stars, and that's when you use stars in general. That is what we're talking about. Is it medium stars? Is it small stars? And we have the Gemara telling us medium stars, and we have the Shulchan Aruch asking us small stars. That's that whole discussion. You simply don't know when Shkia was. However, if you knew when Shkia was, you don't have to worry about the stars. Why? You simply then, if you know when Shkia was, you just have to wait the amount of time as we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. How long do you have to wait after Shkia? So in fact, that opens up Pandora's box to a discussion of how long do you have to wait after sunset. If we're not going by the stars, looking up in the sky, and is it medium stars or small stars, but we know when Shkia was, and you have to wait from Shkia a certain amount of time till nighttime, so what is that? So this is a opening up Pandora's box. This is a discussion that is discussed in many Sfarim, and it's discussed, and there's so much machlokas about this, so we'll just give the range. The range is as low as 3/4 of a meal. 3/4 of a meal, what's a meal? So the meal is the amount of time that it takes to go approximately a kilometer. It's a machlokas. How long is that? The Grachnez says it's a less, the Chazanish says it's more, but it's approximately a kilometer. So that could be 18 minutes, 3/4 of 18 minutes. Is it 22 and a half minutes? Is it 24 minutes? So that would be on the bottom of the range. And then on the upper side of the range, we have the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. It's not only Rabbeinu Tam, but it's called the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Is that 72 minutes after sunset? Is that set 72 minutes, or is it variable based on the number of degrees under the horizon at a certain time of the year in a certain place? So that's going to vary at different times of the year in different locations. Or even in Rabbeinu Tam, is it really 90 minutes after Shkia, and is that variable or set? Or is it 120 minutes after Shkia, and is that set or is it variable? So we have a massive range, and in fact, there are times that Poskim apply the more machmir view, for example, on Deoraisas, ending Shabbos, ending Yontif, Kriyat Shema, and there are times that we are more lenient. For example, when do you end the more lenient of the fast days or something like that? So each situation is going to be different, and there are many views on this, and each person should ask a posek in the situation they're in, in the circumstances they're in, how long it is to wait after Shkia in order to get to Tzeis HaKochavim. Have a wonderful day.